It's a Saturday morning when we have a bit of a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hiya, Denny. How are you today?
I'm doing just well, thank you. And I have to tell you again how much enjoyment I get out of watching your commercials. When I see that, I think that there was a really well done, and there's a lot how much enjoyment I get out of watching your commercials. When I see that, I think that there was a really well done, and there's lots of fun. I know I'm kind of sidetracked here, but I had to tell you that.
Well, thank you, Denny. It's great fun to do that, and those BOGOs have a life of their own where you buy one and get a bottle free. They're very, very popular. We started that about 30 years ago, and now you can get BOGOs all over the country. But it was Haskell's original idea to buy one, get one free, and call it a BOGO. And I think Target popularized it nationally by following up on our thing. And we're very proud of them. So thanks, Denny. That was very nice.
It's a lot of fun. Plus, and I know you have other things to say, but I really enjoyed watching your video about wine labels. That was fun and interesting as well. But what's going on today with our time?
Thank you. Those are sort of educational.
Yeah.
Today I thought I might talk about giving the gift they won't return, the gift of wine, or for that matter, of spirits. No one ever returns those gifts, believe me. And that's a good thing to keep in mind. We have a new 6 for 60. Now, that's where you buy 6 bottles of wine, you pay $60, and they're put together by Ted Farrell, who's extremely knowledgeable on wine, etc. And his 6 for 60 have a life of their own. They really are very, very popular. And the current one is a wonderful combination of 6 great wines. The first one is Bacio della Luna. It's a Prosecco, and that means kiss of the moon. Kind of a romantic thing to think about. But anyway, it's a semi-dry Prosecco. It's extra dry. So it isn't quite Brut. It's a soft, white, sparkling Prosecco that is a great aperitif. And, of course, who can deny the pleasures of having a bottle of sparkling wine around during the holidays for instant celebration? So you've got that wonderful bottle of Prosecco in there. Then he has a rosé in there, and the reason he put a rosé in there is because rosés make great aperitifs year-round, I think. I love a glass of rosé before dinner, and this is a good one. It's from Corsica, Domaine Fazzi, and it's a wonderful Corsican rosé. It's bone dry. It would accomplish and accompany almost any little appetizers you're going to have, and that would really put an edge on your appetite to enjoy the meal to come and the wines that come with the meal. So Domaine Fazzi is the rosé he picked. It's awfully good. Another one he picked there was Projection Chardonnay, a little on the buttery side, a wonderful Chardonnay characterizing all the good qualities that you want in the Chardonnay. This next one is a favorite of mine, Farelli Chianti. As you might guess, it's named after the Farrells. I had a good friend, Gialli, in Italy, who I was partners with in a couple of Italian vineyards. And we came together, and we went up in Tuscany, and we put together Farelli Chianti. And I'm telling you, it is a wonderful Chianti, great bottle of wine. It's informal. Informal Chianti. You have it with barbecued ribs or burgers on the grill, etc. It's just a terrific red wine, all-purpose, delicious. The other one we put together was Diomedes Malbec from Argentina. But this, in Diomedes making this, they added a little Syrah, which gives that Malbec a little more body. So when you're having it, say, with barbecued ribs or even something like chili, it goes well with it. It'll stand up to anything. It is a big, bold red wine from Argentina. And then the last one, of course, we couldn't overlook our favorite, the Côte du Rhône. And the wine is Chateau Orbieu. And I remember the first time we met these people about 30 years ago. It looked like a garage. And they were hauling wine in there. And I thought, that's the darndest thing I've ever seen. So I stopped there. Well, the garage went into the side of a mountain, and inside there was a rather large winery. And they didn't export their wines at the time. They just sold them in France. And we made a deal, and ever since, in the last 30 years, it's been one of our best-selling Côte de Rhône's Domaine Orbeau. And there you have it, six wonderful wines for $60, a Prosecco, that Baccio della Luna, a Rosé from Corsica, Domaine Fazzi, Projection Chardonnay, a good California Chardonnay, Ferrelli Chianti, a good all-purpose red wine to have on hand, a great wine to have with ribs and chili and spicy stuff, Diomedes from Argentina, and then Côte de Rhône Domaine Orbeau from France. All great wines, all six for 60, a great value indeed. The other thing I thought we would mention is for many, many years, I send out a case of wine to close friends and family that I pick throughout the year, the wines that I'm going to put in this case. And about 2 years ago, one of my sons said, well, let's sell that case of yours. Well, okay, I reluctantly agreed to do that. And we have put together a case of 12 holiday wines, 12 wines you can drink year-round. They really are wonderful. And I'll just chat a little bit about each one of them. Tobias Sauvignon Blanc, this is Rick Forman's son, Toby. Rick Forman is probably one of the most honored and venerable winemakers in California. He's been with three or four wineries before he started his own. His wines are constantly served at the White House. He makes fabulous Cabernet and wonderful Chardonnay. And Toby, his son here, has made a Sauvignon Blanc that'll bring joy to the most jaded palate. It's absolutely marvelous. I had it about 2 weeks ago with an Italian fish stew, Cioppino, and it was a great match. Also, last summer I had it with soft shell crab. It is just terrific. The apple didn't fall far from the tree in Rick's son, Toby. He's a terrific winemaker. The next wine I pick is, again, a rosé. And rosés, really, as I said, are not just for summer. They make a great aperitif year-round. And the one I picked is Domaine Houchard. Just a delicious wine with almost any hors d'oeuvre. It has a nice, crisp acidity and a clean finish. A delightful rosé. And then for a red, another red, Chateau Millange. You've heard me talk about that. The fellow who started Every Kiss Begins with K, bought his wife a vineyard after he sold the jewelry chain, and they make a Millange. Is a Thousand Angels. It's a former convent, thus the name, a Thousand Angels. And the wine will please the most jaded palate. It is primarily Merlot, so there's a soft, a wonderful accessibility that covers a velvet spine. It's perfect with lamb, whether a lamb chop or a rack of lamb. Just wonderful. Then, of course, we couldn't overlook Beaujolais. You have a Beaujolais for all seasons when you have Morgon-le-Malheur. Morgon is a village in Beaujolais. It's absolutely has all the comfort of a Beaujolais and yet all the spine of almost a big Burgundy. Would be perfect with standing rib roast. It's elegant, approachable, and you can chill it a little bit if you like, that Morgon. The next one is from Italy, La Gondola Chardonnay. I had an arrangement in Sicily to get this Chardonnay put together. It's a great reception wine. It's innocuous, and that's what you want a reception wine to be. And it's also a good, everyday, palate-pleasing Chardonnay. The next one comes from California, Bao's Family Pinot Noir, a wonderful Pinot from Sonoma. The Bao family, for years and years, sold all their grapes, and about 6 years ago decided to start making it, and this one is a perfect match to have with, say, salmon on the grill. Then there's another wonderful Rosé Prosecco. Proseccos are so popular, and about 2 or 3 years ago, they decided to allow rosé to be made in Prosecco. And it's a lovely drink. It has nice color and everything else. And what I love about a Prosecco rosé is it's perfect at this time of year for the holiday. That pink little sparkle adds a little extra festivity to the day. And, of course, it's not a bad wine to have with food either because it's, believe me, a marriage made in heaven with Prosecco and, say, a potato chip. It's just delicious. Then the next wine I pick is a super Chablis from my friend George Duroup. His property goes back over 1,000 years. In fact, he's restoring a castle and has been doing it for the 50 years I know him, and I think maybe his grandson or somebody might have it done in the next 75 years. But aside from restoring the castle, he makes a Chablis that's worth trying, believe me. It's 100% stainless steel, so no wood's ever used, and it coaxes the very best out of Chardonnay, this Chablis. It's crisp, delicious, and if you want to try a perfect marriage, try it with oyster stew. The next one is Provenera Zinfandel. It's one of my favorite barbecue wines on barbecue night. It goes well with barbecue sauce. The Zinfandel grape, you know, has a different history. People thought it was an American weed for years, and then it turned out it came from Italy, and then it turned out that the Italians brought it in from Croatia. Provenera Zinfandel, a good Zin finish, will make it a wonderful picnic wine. It's a find. The next one is Founders Ranch Cabernet from our good friend Jean-Charles Boisset. Yes, a Frenchman, believe it or not. He bought the property across from Raymond Vineyards, which he also owns, and it's a typical Cabernet from Napa till you die. Boisset magic comes through, and does it ever. The wine will please the most discriminating palate. Its rich flavor will pair well with any beef dish, and you can hit a real home run pairing this with prime rib, believe me. The second to the last wine of the 12 is Mâconnaise from Veno. Mâcon produces some wonderful light little wines. It's up above Beaujolais. And this wine is such a good Mâcon, you might confuse it for a Pouilly-Foussé. It's well-balanced with a good finish. And believe me, this would elevate roast chicken to gourmet status if you try it. It's just delicious. And lastly, Bourgogne Pinot Noir from my good friend Philip Marchand. He really worked his magic with this wine. He's taken a simple Pinot Noir and made it could be almost Savigny-le-Bon. It's just absolutely delicious. Try that with Coca Vin for a wonderful combination. Well, there you have a couple of cases that you can think about when we talk about giving the gift they won't return. That 6 for 60 and Jack Farrell's Holiday Wines, all 12 of those wines that I've chatted about here are available in that case. And I might add, the case comes with a description of each of the wine and food pairing suggestion. So it makes a wonderful, wonderful gift. And as do many wines, as I started it out when I said, give the gift they won't return, I don't ever remember anybody ever bringing wine back that they got as a gift. It just doesn't happen, and people just love wine as a gift, and it does make a good gift. It's the gift of good taste. It reflects good taste on the part of the giver, as well as assuming that the recipient has good taste as well. So there you have it, a couple of great ideas, in my opinion, for wine cases for Christmas, the 12-pack of Jack Farrell's and the 6 for 60s of Ted Farrell's. That would be appropriate gift for anybody on your Christmas list, in my opinion, or your holiday gift list.
Fantastic ideas. I love them myself. Jack, and tell folks, well, they could find those ideas at any one of the Haskell's locations.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine, and they love to marry wine with meals. And so all you do is go in and tell them what you're going to have and what your budget is, and they'll put you in touch with the wine probably a little below your budget. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars during our holiday sale. It goes now through January 22nd. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington. There's one in Excelsior. Faribault has a Haskell's right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from around the world. In Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, one at Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury as well. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com, because Haskell's are the wine people, and don't forget, we do deliver. And incidentally, while we're talking about gifts, a great gift idea is give somebody a cruise on the St. Croix next summer. For the 4 months, June, July, August, and September, in the middle of the month, we will have the wine cruises, a luxurious three-level boat to go up and down the St. Croix, and a lovely lunch, and then tasting lots of different wines and brews, and even some spirits are available on those St. Croix cruises. It makes a terrific gift, and you can just stop in and pick up those cruise tickets at any Haskell store.
What a great idea, another one. Jack, thank you so much, and enjoy the week, and let's do this again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's.